If you're looking to pore over a copy of a new book on your e-reader, you might struggle to gain access from your local library. That's because a major book publisher has changed its agreements with libraries. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer Kent. Macmillan now has limits on the number of electronic versions available for lending and when people can access them. So how does this affect you? Are you an ebook user? Do you read books on your phone or your tablet? Do you borrow them from a library? 800-642-1234. How often do you normally wait for your ebooks? Do you get them right away or do you have to wait weeks or months? You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Sarah Gold is a project manager for the Wisconsin Public Library Consortium, which provides a digital library service to all Wisconsin residents with a public library card. She describes her job as a librarian for librarians. Sarah, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
Macmillan is one of the country's big five book publishers. What are some of the well-known authors or books we might think of?
So Keely, we have one of the biggest is Nora Roberts. So this Macmillan embargo is really going to affect readers that are very passionate about Nora Roberts. Some others are J.D. Robb, Louise Penny, Lisa Scottolini. These are all what we would call the superseller authors. In addition, we have a lot of book club authors. So Tatiana DeRosny, who did Sarah's Key, Jeffrey Eugenides, who did Middlesex, and Kristen Hanna, who most recently wrote Nightingale. In addition, Macmillan is a very big publisher of children's books and YA books.
So novels, children's books, even graphic novels.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And does Macmillan specialize in fiction or nonfiction, specific topics, or is this really a wide-ranging situation?
I'd say that it's a wide-ranging situation because they are one of the top five publishers, and the top five publishers do publish over 80% of the books that are published today. Macmillan is known for their true crime or their crime and their mystery, as well as the best-selling fiction for adults. And in addition, they do have some top, like Bill O'Reilly is another one that's a big nonfiction author.
Does the company have any authors here in Wisconsin who will be affected by this?
They do. And unfortunately, they have smaller or first-time authors that will be affected by this because libraries will not be able to purchase those titles for the first 8 weeks of publication.
Yeah, let's start breaking this down.
Sure.
So how do people with library cards typically gain access on their end for free to some of these different titles in electronic form?
Sure. So through the Wisconsin Public Library Consortium, also known as the WPLC, any resident of Wisconsin with a public library card can use the collection of ebooks and audiobooks. Most patrons will know the collection as Overdrive or Libby because Libby is a very popular app that is used to access the books. So they basically log into Libby and they are able to get access to, we have 240,000 titles that patrons can access.
And this embargo that you're talking about with Macmillan, this this is limits for new releases, not necessarily some of those of the 100,000 that you have.
Correct. So anything that is being published as of November 1st, anything that is being published now and then going forward will not be able to be purchased by any library. Well, actually, you know what? I misspoke. The libraries will be able to purchase one copy of that title. And so that is like Madison Public Library will be able to have one copy of the Nora Roberts title. The same thing with Darlington Public Library. So it does not matter the size. Obviously, this is going to limit access to patrons around Wisconsin. And the country.
You start with one digital copy. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the library could still invest in 5, 6, 7 hard copies, right? So we're treating them differently.
We are treating them very differently.
Mm-hmm. We're discussing new limits on ebooks and public libraries with Sarah Gold from the Wisconsin Public Library Consortium. And we're wondering what you think about a major publisher limiting library access to new ebooks.
What will you do? Would you buy them instead? Maybe you'd opt out of reading new releases. I mean, are you more likely to go to the library and check out a physical copy of a book? Tell us how it affects your style of reading. 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. Sarah, before Macmillan announced these new limits, how many copies of ebooks could Wisconsin readers get, beyond that one that they'll now be able to invest in?
They were able to have access to any number of the titles. Typically, it's interesting in ebooks because it's a very different publishers treat ebooks very differently than the print copies. So, for example, with ebooks, they have two different lending models. They have the one copy, one user model, which is called the perpetual access model. You buy it and then you get to keep it forever. Or if the publisher pulls the title for whatever reason. However, those titles can only be checked out one person at a time. There's also another model called the metered access model, which the titles will be available until the licenses, if you will, expire or the time expires.
So it's kind of like a term limit.
It is exactly a term limit. And really, you should think of ebooks and digital audiobooks as being rented rather than owned.
And so why are our librarians or people who go to libraries concerned about this new limit? Is it simply the fact that I might not get the title when I want it?
Well, I think that's a huge part of it, because obviously we are in the business of serving, our patrons, just like we treat them as customers, right, as we would in the retail world. However, in addition, I think it's this chipping away. This is not the first time that this has happened, this sort of tension between publishers and libraries. Really, libraries and publishers should be working together, because libraries are one of the last places that readers can really discover authors and continue to use that discoverability through browsing, through book clubs, through that sort of thing. So I think that's very concerning to libraries overall.
And do we know why Macmillan is scaling back ebook access for libraries? What have they said?
You know, it's interesting that Macmillan is following what a few of the other publishers have done over time. They seem to think in the ebook world, one of the great things about ebooks and digital books is that it reduces the amount of friction. So you don't have to actually go to the library, get out of your car, check out the books, return the books, and that makes some publishers very nervous.
Why?
I think it's because they think that if ebooks are easy to get for free, that people will not purchase them. And we have found that that's simply not true. We have found through research, not research that WPLC has done, but research that the library world has done, that actually library patrons are avid book buyers.
So it doesn't change that for you. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Sarah Gold stays with us. She's a project manager for the Wisconsin Public Library Consortium. And we're talking about limits that publishers are putting on ebooks for libraries. Ebooks, the digital copies where they require zero printing expenses and are free from shipping costs. You're welcome in this discussion. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Do you borrow ebooks from your local library? What's the process like? Maybe you've considered it, but you prefer physical pages to turn. Share your thoughts at ideas@wpr.org or 800-642-1234. The conversation continues just ahead. I'm Keely Boltina. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. The beauty of digital materials, it's that they have virtually no limit. There's no finite number of hardcovers to poke into our tote bags. And yet that exponential feature of the ebook is a sticking point between publishers that need to make money and libraries that serve readers. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina.
We're talking about the new policy from publisher Macmillan. The agreement includes a restriction. Libraries can get one digital copy of new releases for the first couple of months. And you can join this conversation. How long will you wait before reading a new book? Do you have to get it right away? Or are you okay catching up on it several weeks or even months after its release? 800-642-1234. Go ahead and tweet us at WPR Mornings. Our guide is Sarah Gold. She's project manager for the Wisconsin Public Library Consortium. And Sarah, how has readership of ebooks become more common with the popularity of smartphones and the tablets that we have? You don't need a separate reader, an e-reader anymore.
Correct. With the advent of smartphones and tablets, in addition to some wonderful apps that make it literally as easy to touch and download and read a title, ebooks have exploded in terms of especially through libraries. So what we're seeing is that as ebook and audiobook sales are declining in the retail market, they're going through the roof with libraries. In fact, I checked the statistics the other day. We have 5 million checkouts with the Wisconsin Digital Library as of Friday.
And over what amount of time is that?
That would be in less than a year.
Wow. Okay. So So people are accessing it. Do you worry, though, that when you're seeing those numbers increase, that does give credence to this idea that, well, if people have them available for free because the library is taking on the cost, that then they might not buy them? Or do people read them and then purchase copies? How does that all work together?
I think that's actually a really good question. And I don't know if we know that answer. I can tell you that John Sargent, the CEO of Macmillan, seems to think that if he embargoes those copies for 8 weeks, those initial copies of the Macmillan titles, that 8% of the people that would have waited for a copy would go out and buy the book. Now, we're finding we have we're very lucky that we have a patron focus group that has over 1,200 participants. And we do a survey, a patron survey, every year. And for 2018, we asked if you had to wait for a book and you knew that it had over 150 holds, would you buy the book or would you continue, you know, put a hold on it and continue to wait? And the overwhelming majority said they would wait.
So maybe Wisconsin e-readers are a little more patient than Macmillan is betting on in this case.
I think so.
Willing to wait for the product. Mm-hmm. Aside from Macmillan, are we seeing other publishers putting similar limits on libraries when it comes to people being able to check out ebooks?
Well, that's the fear. We do, you know, as I said, there are five major publishers that publish over 80% of the titles out there. And Simon & Schuster has put, for a while, it was Simon & Schuster, Hachette, and Macmillan weren't even selling to libraries. So the books were not available. The titles were not available at all.
And is that in electronic version?
That was in electronic version. Mm-hmm. Only electronic version. And when I speak of this, it really is, again, print available, electronic not. Electronic is often double, sometimes triple the cost of a print book. In addition, print books, you can basically buy them anywhere. Libraries can get them from Amazon. They can get them from their distributors. They can even go to the local bookstore and buy them. That's not the case with ebooks. You have to purchase them through a distributor, and the prices are fixed, and the lending terms are fixed.
And what is the justification then for the higher rate of ebooks if they don't require printing? You're not using paper. You're not paying shipping costs to get them to the places where people are going to read them.
I think it's they are seeing the other side of the coin, where because it's so much easier to get the ebooks, they better get the money where they can. And I have to say that's a little bit of my own opinion, but it seems to be playing out all over.
We're talking about new limits on ebooks at public libraries. Sarah Gold is our guide. She describes her work as being a librarian for librarians. I'm Keely Boltina, and we have room for you. Are you an e-reader? Do you prefer to flip through paper books? What's your take on a major book publisher limiting your library's access to new ebooks? 800-642-1234. We've got a line for you at 800-642-1234. Sarah, some Wisconsin libraries have suggested that we should permanently halt buying Macmillan books because of this. Instead, they'd buy books from more friendlier publishers. What's your take on that idea?
Well, the Wisconsin Public Library Consortium is meeting to discuss a lot of different options. For right now, they have made the decision not to purchase any Macmillan titles in ebook for that first 8 weeks of the embargo. So November 1st to, I believe, December 20th. If patrons do go to the Wisconsin Digital Library, they will see a message that says why or that Macmillan is limiting access to those titles. Hopefully that will do a little to explain the waits. To be honest, this is such a popular collection. There are typically substantial waits for titles that are not always available.
So people might be used to having to wait already?
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What, though, about more long-term, if you're waiting these 8 weeks, but then you're investing in the product anyway because it's what your audience needs, how do you deal with that tension?
Well, that's something that we struggle with. One thing that we are doing, although we talk a lot about the top five publishers, there are a whole wealth of publishers out there that have very friendly library terms. For example, they will allow patrons to check out the book simultaneously. We are really starting to front list those titles on the Wisconsin Digital Library site so that people can get access to those right away. And I would encourage patrons to check out publishers that you may not and authors that you may not have read before in the genres that you like, because there's some great stuff out there that you can get right away.
So this might be an opportunity to push past, well, I always like to read John Grisham, and find other authors who may have similar styles or, you know, similar thrills in the same kind of idea without being from one of the big publishers anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what value does that then add for the smaller authors or the authors who are publishing with smaller companies?
Well, it obviously gives them a choice to have some exposure that they might not have otherwise. And that's another thing that's great about digital materials, is that it allows authors that may not get that sort of front shelf space to have visibility, you know, on the browsing feature of the Wisconsin Digital Library.
Tell us more about that, because I do have this vision of walking into a library and seeing certain books are displayed, or I ask the librarian, you know, I'm kind of in the market for this sort of a read. How do you deal with that when you don't have a face-to-face connection because it's digital?
Right. So the Wisconsin Digital Library has what we call carousels, and they literally rotate through, and you can put different genres on. One of the most popular carousels is Available Now, the Available Now titles, so people can go in and get a book right away. We do different sorts of carousels depending on the time of year. Again, genres, you know, the crime, romance is huge, mystery, that sort of thing.
And so when we have people listening, thinking about investing the time to get an ebook or to read it, learn a new system, and they hear that Macmillan is limiting its options for those new releases to libraries across the state, what could they do about this? How did they weigh in on whether they think this is a good idea?
Sure. There are a couple things. One is the American Library Association has started a campaign called eBooks for All. It's very easy to sign a petition. You know, that's very easy, and educate yourself about what's going on. In addition, I would encourage people to go to their local public libraries. And if they can't get there physically, no problem. Check out their library's website. Every library in Wisconsin has some sort of website that they can access.
Do you think we'll need to see people outside of the library community saying something for any of these policies to change?
Well, there's quite a bit going on behind the scene in the world of librarians. They are advocating, you know, they're in Washington. Chief officers of the State Library Association have been lobbying. They actually met with John Sargent from Macmillan. We are talking to other consortia. So we're doing a lot behind the scenes.
Excellent. Sarah, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Gold is a project manager for the Wisconsin Public Library Consortium. We talked about the new policy from major book publisher Macmillan that changes the way libraries can lend ebooks and how that affects people who want to read new releases. Coming up, we explore the challenges for people with speech or language impairments as they try to navigate the criminal justice system. Have you ever felt at a disadvantage in a courtroom or a police station because of a language barrier? Call us, 800-642-1234. That conversation is just ahead. I'm Keeley Boltina, and it's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.